of my experience.
I establish my vision.
I establish my vision.
Enjoy success and service.
Enjoy success and service.
I am creator of my
experience.
Experience.
I establish my vision.
I establish my vision.
Enjoy success and service.
Enjoy success and service.
I am a creator.
I am a creator
of my experience.
Of my experience.
I establish my vision.
I establish my vision.
Enjoy success and service.
I'm a creator of my experience.
I establish my vision.
I establish my vision.
Enjoy.
Enjoy.
Success.
Success.
And service.
And service.
I am a creator of my experience.
I am a creator of my experience.
I establish my vision.
I establish my vision.
Enjoy success and service.
Enjoy success and service.
I am a creator of my experience. I establish my vision to enjoy success and service.
I am a creator of my experience. I establish my vision, enjoy success, and
service.
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 I am the creator of my experience.
I establish
my vision.
In
enjoy service and vision.
Success.
I am creating my career. I establish my vision to enjoy success and service.
I'm a creator of my experience. I establish my vision, enjoy success and service.
I am a creator of my experience. I establish my vision, enjoy success and service.
I am a creator of my vision. I am a creator of my experience. I establish my vision, enjoy success and service.
And I am a creator of my experience, and I establish my vision, enjoy success and service. Why is that important to know? Well, if you want to build a firm foundation for your life, you have to know that you're creating it. There's nothing outside of you doing anything. It's always going to be what's going on in the inside of you. I have said many times, life is an inside job. If you want to know what you're doing in life, what are you thinking? And what are you thinking about? And especially, what are you thinking about yourself? So that you can establish a vision. And when we establish a vision, what do we mean by that? What do you see yourself doing? What do you see yourself having? What vision do you have for your life? And then establish that vision. Get a clear picture of what you want to be or what you want to become. And then do it with joy and success and service. Now, when everyone is afraid of that word service, because it means, oh my God, now I have to go service somebody. I have to always be doing something for somebody else. That does not necessarily mean that. Unless you can serve yourself, there is no sense going out and serving anybody else. Because you will resent it. You will begrudge it, the whole thing. So don't do that to yourself. Become a service to yourself. What do we mean by becoming a service to yourself? What are you thinking? Are you holding yourself in the highest of esteem all the time? Are you loving yourself all the time? Are you forgiving yourself all the time? Do you know that you are the beloved in whom this thing called God is well pleased? Do you know these things about yourself? I say many times that this teaching is about learning a whole different way to go through life, a different way than the outside world does, or how the world sees things, or what we call race mind. There's a different way to go through life, and you're learning to go through life differently. So, many people are in this teaching called the science of mind. But is science of mind in you? You know many people on the outside world that go to brand name churches, and they're in those churches. But are those churches in them? Are they walking the walk? Are they just talking the talk? You have to learn to walk the walk. This is a very practical teaching. And the whole idea of this teaching is to give you a foundation, a different way of thinking about things, so that you can bring into your life or manifest in your life what you want. That it's not outside of you, that it's not impossible. Remember, all things are possible with God. It does not matter to God what you desire or what you want. God will make that possible for you. If you stay clear with your vision, we usually don't get what we want because we keep changing our minds. You have to be able to hold a vision long enough for it to come in to fruition. If it doesn't, if you change your mind, that's quite all right. But then don't expect that to appear somewhere. And then the next thing to remember is, if it does appear and you don't like it, you do not have to accept it. You can say, oh, thank you. More, please. I want something different from life. I thought I wanted that at the moment, but now I want something else. It's quite all right to want more and to want bigger and better things in life. So that's what this teaching is all about, to teach you that you live in a friendly universe, a universe that wants to give you what you want. So learn that you live in a field of all possibilities where everything is possible. And know that if you pick something in that field of possibilities, it can manifest for you. It's not impossible. Within the desire, if you have a desire for anything, contained within that desire is all that is needed to make that desire come true. It's the desire itself that contains everything. The same way a seed contains everything for the plant to grow. There's nothing added to that seed. Nothing needs to be added to your desire except your attention. You must keep it warm like the egg. You must be doing something all the time. You must be thinking about it so that it can come in to this world. But we get distracted. And that's the main reason why people do not demonstrate. They get distracted. And they get distracted by the world out there. Because the world is very convincing. So don't allow the world to convince you. You can be a majority of one. You are an individualized expression of God. You are a creator. And the way you create is the way you create. You see, you do not have to listen to other people. The same way that there is no salvation in affiliation. We all stand alone. You see, people think, well, God will like me if I associate with all these other people. God's always going to like you. That's a given. And that's another thing. If you're doing a firm foundation, if you want to build a firm foundation in your life, give up the idea that you have to please God in any way. You do not have to please God. God's not after pleasure. You see, God's not after worship. God is beyond all of that. We're the ones who think we have to do all that. Learn to accept yourself. Learn to like yourself. Learn that you are one with this thing called God and that you have inside of you all the power and creativity that is necessary to obtain your goal. And then keep your mind on that. Not on what anybody else is saying and not on what the world is saying. So along the way, with this idea of a firm foundation, we learn to monitor our thinking and we learn to see what our mind is saying to us. We learn that we are not our mind, that our mind is ours. I will tell you a cute story about my mind. Years ago, my mother gave my brother's children a lamp. And when she got to the house, it wasn't in the place that she had intended it to be. It was somewhere else. She was furious. She was upset. How dare they do something like that? I gave that to them. Oh, and I think they finally gave it away, which peeved her off even more. So I listened to that whole story, and this had to be 20-some years ago. So yesterday was Father's Day, and I talked to my brother, who happens to be a father. And he had told me that he had just papered his dining room. And I said, oh, what did you do with that beautiful red Chinese chest that I bought you? He said, oh, I gave it to my son. I said, oh. I said, well, what did you do with that robe I gave you? I gave that to my son. Now my mind immediately went into, how dare he give something away? How could he give this to his son? He didn't care. He doesn't da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da. I could have gone on with this forever, you see. But I had put my mother down for that. So now I had to look at my own mind and say, huh, what is my mind doing to me? When you give somebody something, it's theirs. They can do anything they want to it. You have given up ownership. And that is one of the main things in relationships, and especially in families, is this thing of ownership. People get all upset. I gave that to you. How dare you give it to somebody else? It is no longer yours. You relinquish that, you see. Now, if I were to continue with that, my brother and I would not be talking. We would not be talking. I would be angry. I would be mad. For what? Over what? At this point in my life, I've discovered, don't let yourself get upset about anything. We are not on this plane of action that long. Regardless if you live to be 200, you are not on this plane of action that long to hold any grudges. So you have to see what your mind is doing to you all the time. And it's always going to be doing things like that. Because I learned that from my family. I heard my mother say that. It's still in there on a tape someplace. It didn't play till yesterday. Then it started to play. And that's all it is. And it's a loop tape. It just keeps looping back, telling you the same thing, telling you the same thing. You have to be able to recognize what your mind is doing to you. And you have to be able to correct it. But we buy into it and we think, oh, I thought that. So it belongs to me. It does not belong to you. Your mind is yours to use. The thinking that goes through your mind is like a train. Don't allow it to stop. If you do not want that thought, allow it to go right out the other side. Another train will come along, I can assure you, and it will just keep. You have to be able to monitor your thinking and then make a choice. How do I want to think about this? And most importantly, what? How do I want to feel? How do I want to feel? See, I could have gotten all upset. I could have thought my brother was awful. I could have been very disappointed. I could have had all kinds of emotions. But I was causing them. It was my mind doing that. We live in a mental world. And your mind is what's causing everything in your life. Everything in your life. So, if you have no money, it has to do with your thinking. And if you have money, it has to do with your thinking. If you're feeling good, it has to do with your thinking. If you're feeling bad, it has to do with your thinking. It has nothing to do with what's going on the outside of life. It is the interpretation that you give each and every event in your life. And you have to decide. And with this thing, incident with the chest and the robe and everything with my brother, I decided he is more important to me than a robe or a chest. The other thing that helped is I happen to like his son also. So he didn't give it to, you know, I may have been, if he gave it to somebody who didn't like it, I may have been upset. No, I wouldn't. But can you see what I was saying? We're making our own world all the time with our thinking. We're the one that's causing all the upsets and so forth. Nothing outside of you is doing that. Nothing at all is doing that. So know that you are the creator of your own experience, that you're creating your experience every moment. Every moment with your thinking. And then decide, is this worth it? Is this the way I want to spend my energy? Do I want to spend my energy being angry, being disappointed, being sad? Or do I want to spend my energy being happy and fulfilled and filled with joy? You have to make those decisions. And you can only make those decisions once you realize that it's your mind that's doing it. Nothing else but your mind is doing it. So the other idea about a firm foundation in life is to get away from the idea of what the world is teaching about life. The world out there, or race mind, sees life horizontally. It always sees life horizontally. From death, or from birth to death. From a job to this, all your life, you're a child, and then an adolescent, then an adult, and then a parent, and then a work, whatever. It's always going to be horizontal. And we think, oh, this is success. Remember that bumper sticker? He who has the most toys wins. And we think that that is what life is all about, this horizontal journey through life. I started here and I ended there. I started poor, I ended rich, or rich and poor, whatever. But it's always going to be a horizontal. What about your vertical life? What are you doing about your vertical life? You have to think, I've learned to train my mind. See, now you're starting to move up in consciousness. You're starting a vertical line. You can have both, but make them work for you. Most people are only horizontal. That is all they're doing with their life. So learn that you can control your thinking. You can think the thoughts that you want to think, and you can feel the feeling that you want to feel. That is the freedom of life. That is what makes you free to be who you are. But if you allow your emotions and your feelings to run you, you have no control over your life. Then you're going to be bobbing around like a cork in water. You're just going to be up and down all the time. But when you say, I'm responsible for the way I'm thinking, and I'm responsible for the way I'm thinking, then you have control of your life. And this is the difference. This is how you can go through life differently than other people. You see, most people do not know that. Most people do not know that. Most people on the horizontal line know that they're responsible for their actions. But they have no idea that they're responsible for their reactions. When you start up a vertical, you happen to run into that. Now I'm responsible for my reactions to this. I can decide how I want to react to something, how I want to respond to something. So start with that premise, what? That you're one with this thing called God. That there is such a thing as a spiritual life. And then see where your spiritual life is taking you. And it can take you up and across at the same time. But you'll have more joy in life by going vertical and horizontal at the same time. If you're just going horizontally and waiting for the end to come, what good? What joy have you put into your life? What have you learned from this plane of action? Nothing. I believe that, well, of course, that we're here on this plane of action to find joy, to find happiness, and to realize that we truly are creators, and that we made a decision to come to this plane of action so that we could prove to ourselves once and for all that we are creating something. If we're just out there in so-called limbo, we're not creating anything. We come to this plane of action to create things. So then we decide again, what do I want to create? Do I want to create beauty? Do I want to create joy inside of myself? These are other decisions that you have to make. But if you realize that you're going to continue throughout eternity, that there's no such thing as death, there's only transformation, and there's only learning more and more and more and more. Many people say that we're learning and learning so that we can go back to what's called the Godhead. And what does that mean? Well, that means we will keep learning till we realize that we are God. We will keep learning till we realize that we are God. Where else could God be? We say God is everywhere. So God has to be in, as, and through us. We have to be some part of God. And eventually we'll figure that out. And then we'll go back to the Godhead. But at the present moment, we're not there. But we're learning. But we have to learn to learn with joy and happiness and make this a fun thing. Make this a wonderful game for yourself, this thing called life. And see, oh, if I do this, this will happen. If I do that, that will happen. And make your choices so that you have freedom in your life. That is what life is about. Freedom, freedom, freedom. You want to be free to be able to be who you are. You cannot be free to be who you are if you allow the outside world to influence you. If you allow all the upsets and so forth to go on that's going on in the world and buy into all the turmoil that's going on, you will not be able to free yourself. To be able to free yourself, you have to be able to sit down and love yourself unconditionally and love everybody else unconditionally, knowing that we're all part of the same thing, that it makes no difference what size, shape, color, or sex we are. Makes no difference. We're all the same thing. So we try to learn that. So if you want to change your life and you want a firm foundation in life, first start with the premise that you are one with God. And start with the premise that there is a higher law answer to than man-made laws. And here we're talking about the law of cause and effect, or the law of attraction. You have to realize that there is a law going on, and it's an immutable law. It's an invisible thing, but it is there, and you have to admit that it's there and start to use it. Start to use it. So how do you use the law? If you realize that what you think about, you bring about, that every thought that you think has power. Now remember, I said every thought that you think, not these random thoughts that keep rushing in and rushing out and rushing in and rushing out. That's mind chatter. That's the yama yama of life. Do not pay attention to that. Tell it to go back to the nothingness from whence it came. It was never your friend. It will never be your friend. And it has never brought you any good news. So why do you want to listen to it? Why do you want to listen to it? Do not listen to it. Learn to think the thought that you want to think. Then know that that thought has power, that it is going to go someplace and do something. And that within that thought is contained everything that's needed to bring that into existence. Everything is needed there. This is how you have to start to think. But we start out thinking that, and then we let it go, and then we, when we have our doubts, and then we say, no, it was an accident. No, it was circumstances. No, it was this. Oh, well, it wouldn't have happened if this didn't happen, or this, this, and this, and this, and this. You can disprove this up one side and down the other. Don't play that game with yourself. That's your mind doing that to you one more time. Don't allow your mind to do that. So, when we said that we have a vision and we fill it with joy and success, you have to realize that you're already successful. And any adventure that you start from the place of success. You start from the place of success. You don't go in to the what ifs. I had a young lady today, she's starting a new career, a new business of her own. And she said to me, well, let's come up with the worst case scenarios. I said, I don't come up with the worst case scenarios. I come up with the best scenarios. Why do you want to put your attention always on the worst thing that can happen? And how many people start there? Well, let's think of the worst thing that can happen first. Why don't we think of the best things that can happen first? Where mind goes, energy flows. Where mind goes, energy flows. Never think of that. Never think of that. I had a phone call today from another client that lives in New York. And she said, she was listening to one of the tapes, that she said it was the first time I ever heard anyone say, well, why do we have to be realistic? Remember a couple weeks ago I said, why do we want to be realistic? Everyone says, oh, be realistic, get realistic. This, if you're realistic, you're not in this teaching. This teaching is not about being realistic. This teaching is about truth. It's about truth. It has nothing to do with the realistic world that they call out there. You see. But everyone wants to start with, well, let's be realistic. If you want to be realistic, what have you just done? You've put a limitation on God. You've put a limitation on God. So out of one side of your mouth, you say all things are possible with God, but let's be realistic. You see, you can't do that to yourself. You have to say, I live in a world where all things are possible. All things are possible. That Aunt Catherine that I talked about, who made her transition, I think it was last summer, 90-something or other, can't remember. Anytime that I ever called her, I would say something to her and she would say, Dallas, that's a possibility. That's a possibility. Aunt Catherine, why didn't you come out, fly out here? That's a possibility. You know, I think it was on her 90th birthday, I sent her a bikini. She never had one. I said, at your age, you need one. I said, are you wearing it? She said, it's a possibility. It's a possibility. You have to see everything is a possibility. Now, what do you want to do with that possibility? You want to say it's a possibility, but let's first think of all the bad scenarios. Why don't you say it's a wonderful possibility? Now let's think of all the reasons why it can come into my life. And then stay away from all the doomers and gloomers. All the doomers and gloomers. This young lady said to me, not the one on the phone, the one in person, about the new business. She said, well, it's in the music field, something. She said, well, I called all the people connected. And she said, they all said, oh, I wouldn't get it at this time of the year. I wouldn't do this. I wouldn't do that. Oh, you won't have any money. You won't do this. You won't. Da, 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 da. I said, of course, you never ask people that. You don't go to people with and ask their opinion. Because if you make it, they're going to be very upset that they didn't try themselves. So they want to keep everyone from not trying so that they can tell you it doesn't work. Try everything. Try everything. But start with that. I'm going to try this as a possibility. I'm going to come up with all the best reasons instead of the worst case scenario. Now, does anyone know what the worst case scenario has to be? Out and out race mind. It has to be out and out race mind. That is what the common mind would say, or the race mind, the collective consciousness would say. Don't do that to yourselves. Always start with the premise that it is successful. But anything you do is successful. And you start with that. And it will become successful. Remember, we always start at the end. We always start with it's already done. And if you start with it's already done, you move backwards and it fills itself in. But you must know that you are a success. As soon as you go, get up in the morning, tell yourself, I am a success. If for no other reason, you woke up. You woke up. And then you continue your day. And at nighttime, say, look at all the success I had today. I made it to the kitchen. But you have to tell yourself that. Why? Because this universe is very sensitive. And it's listening to you. And when you say, I'm successful, it says, you're right, you are. And it brings you success. It only echoes back to you what you put into it. It's a big echo machine. What do you want? And I used that expression once before, or that example of the echo. If you yell out, I am a success, what comes back? I am a success. You don't own this plane of action. Yell out, I'm a success, and it echoes back, no, you're not. Has anyone ever done that? It echoes back to you. It echoes back to you. So what are you saying to yourself that you want to echo back to you? Do you want to echo back, I am worthy, deserving, totally lovable, and that I matter? Do you want that to come back to you? If you do, you have to yell it out so that it comes back to you. With that, let's do the matter dance. I matter, I matter, I really, really matter. I matter, I matter, I really, really matter. Yeah. So let's talk a moment about the firm foundation and this whole thing about mattering. Another young person last week could not remember matter. Could remember the first three, but could not get to matter. Of course, at my home, I said, keep working on it. I know a lady was here a year and she couldn't get it, but you keep doing it until it becomes automatic, because your mind does not want you to know that. You have to remember that your mind does not want you to know that. So you must tell your mind what you want, and it'll echo that back to you. But you keep doing it till you get what you want from that. It's very easy, very simple, but it takes some work, and it takes changing your mind about the whole thing, and it takes never giving up. Never give up on this. It works, and you know how to work it. And you know how to work it. So use this wonderful gift that you have been given. You have been given the ability to think. You have been given the wonderful gift of your imagination, where you can visualize what you want in life. So take a moment now and close your eyes. And get a vision of what you want. It can be a long-term vision, or it can be something that you need immediately. But firmly get it in your mind. Now, in front of you, see a beautiful pot. And that pot you're looking at is a mystical, magical pot. And it sort of twinkles and glistens and gleams. And just by looking at it, you can tell there's something miraculous about it. And if you look inside the pot, you see it has something that looks very much like dirt. Looks very much like dirt. So now that vision that you have, reduce it down into a seed. Now take that seed and put it in that magic pot. And if you put it in that magic pot, of course, something magical starts to happen. And as you look at it, you can see it starting to sprout. And you can see roots going down. And it's growing. And it's getting stronger. And it's sending out branches and more roots. Is it sending out the branches and the roots? You realize that you are growing your vision. And you added nothing to it. It was a thought. It was a vision. But you put into a seed. And you planted it. And nothing was added. And it grew. And this is the way you use your mind. This is the way you use that faculty called your imagination. This is the way the law of cause and effect works. You planted your seed, and it grows for you, and it bears the fruit that you wish. You can come back when you're ready. I talk about the imagination all the time. I've talked about it for years, and I will continue to talk about it. It's the most powerful tool that you have in your toolbox. And yet we fail to bring it out. Why? Because your mind tells you, oh, let's be realistic. Let's be realistic. Don't allow your mind to tell you that. Know that your imagination is a very powerful faculty, very powerful instrument, and that you can use it to bring into your life what you want. So, You know that you are a creator and that you create your own experience. You can create a vision and create that vision in joy, in success, and in service. And allow those intentions to be reflected in your life so that your life reflects what your intentions are, what your vision is. So now I'll give you a little clue. I've told you before, once you do a treatment, once you ask for something, then you must live at the level of that. You must always live at the level of your demonstration. You must live at the level of your intention. You must live at the level of your vision. What does that mean? My vision is to be successful. So I have to know that I'm already successful. I have to start feeling successful. I have to live at that intention. You plant your seed, and then you do not live in the intention. You live somewhere else. It cannot find you. It cannot find you. Last week, I said to Rob, when he wasn't feeling well, have you made a space for wellness so that you can live in wellness? Or are you going to continue to live in sickness? You cannot say, I am healthy, and then not start to live a healthy lifestyle. You cannot say, I am wealthy, and then not start to live a wealthy lifestyle. What is a wealthy lifestyle and a healthy life? Each one of us has a different idea of that. But we have to do something. We are always sitting, waiting for something to happen to us. Something does not happen to you. Things happen through you. And they happen through you with your feelings, with your intention. So if you are not feeling quite perky, you don't tell yourself that. You say, I am healthy. And you start feeling healthy. You start feeling healthy. You have to learn to live at your level of demonstration, at your level of intention. I intend to be wealthy someday. Well, I doubt it. You have to be wealthy now. Well, I don't have any money. Money has nothing to do with it. Feel wealthy, and money will come. Stun with your feeling. What are you feeling? If you learn to feel good about yourself all the time, no matter what, everything will come to you. Everything will come to you. But what do you allow in your mind? You allow a voice that says, I don't have. I don't have the money to pay the rent. Instead of, I'm wealthy. I feel wealthy. And the money is there for the rent. I feel healthy, and health is there for me. He said before, Make a space for what you want. Make a space. Not only here, by pushing this stuff, this God stuff, making a mold for it to fill, but a space in your thinking. A space in your thinking. And the way you make a space in your thinking is to get rid of the thinking that's not working. You have to get rid of that thinking. Emmett Fox, the mental equivalent. What did he say to get how you get rid of a thought? Using your imagination, once again, that wonderful gift, you pretend that the thought that you want is a nail. And the thought that you don't want is a nail, and the thought that you want is a nail. And you put the one here, and you put the other one on. Now, the board is your mind. If you force that through, that nail falls out. Now the other nail is in there. Can you see how you can do that with your mind? Put the other one on top and push it out. Push it out of your mind. We must learn to control our thinking. The key to the whole thing is controlling your thinking. Is learning to think the thought that you want to think. And learning to feel the feeling that you want to feel. And give up what the world tells you. What does the world tell you? Well, that's always my issue. You see. We don't deal with issues in this room. We don't deal with issues in this teaching. You see. We never deal with the whys of life. Why don't you have the money? Why are you sick? Well, why am I sick? Well, I ate this and I probably had a germ and then this happened and then oh, and then a bird flew by and I probably had the flu. And whys get you absolutely nowhere. You see, once you're here, you're here. Why you got there is not important. How to get out of that is the important thing. And how you get out of the situation you're in is learning to think differently. To think differently about yourself. To know that you're not a victim. That you're a powerful human being, that you are connected with this thing called God, which is the only power there is in the universe, and that power is operating in, as, and through you, and there is nothing on the outside of life that can stop you in any way. There's nothing on the outside of life that can stop you. I don't care how realistic you want to get. I don't care if you come up with the worst case scenarios. This power, this thing called God, knows exactly how to do and how to give what you want in your life. So do that. We have been taught a method of prayer. A method of prayer by supplicating. A method of prayer by asking God constantly, give me this, give me this, give me this, give me this, give me this. You know. If I'd be God, I'd left a long time ago. Say to yourself, I have everything that I need. And then start acting as if that were so. I have everything that I need. All my needs are taken care of. All my needs will always be taken care of. Why? Because my life is built on a firm foundation that I believe in God. You see, you must have the belief of God, not a belief in God. A belief in God is a wonderful intellectual exercise of the mind. But you have to have the belief of God. The same way you could be in this teaching, but this teaching has to be in you. Is this teaching in you? And what is this teaching? This teaching boils down to one thing. It is always done unto you as you believe. It is always done unto you as you believe. So start to believe. Believe what? Believe in yourself. Believe in your power. And allow it to come through. And don't give up on it. Demand it. You can do it. You know, I stamp my foot, pound my hand. Damn it, I want it now. I want it now. A loaf of bread appears when you're hungry enough. A loaf of bread appears when you're hungry enough. Believe in yourself. Believe in this thing called God. And believe that there is such a thing as the law of cause and effect. Call it the secret. Call it the law of attraction. But no. Many people call it the law of corresponding. The law of corresponding. Because mind, big mind, will always correspond to your thinking. Will always correspond to your thinking. So it is up to you to think the correct thought. It is up to you to only allow thoughts into your mind that heal you, bless you, and prosper you. Heal you, bless you, and prosper you. So when you hear the world say money is scarce, now don't you think that's a biggest lie you've ever heard in your entire life, that the country can stand up and all these news commentators and all these economists can stand up and say, you know, money's very tight. We don't have the money to do what we used to do. So in order to stimulate that, we're going to come up with $860 billion. They just told us they had no money. But they're able to come up with $860 billion. Now, let me tell you something about the $860 billion. Doesn't that just about blow your mind? Doesn't that just about blow your mind? And we think, oh, my God, isn't that the government? Isn't that great they can come up with $860 billion? What they don't tell you, that $860 billion is this much of the national budget. It's only this much of the national budget. But they won't print that and they won't tell you that. Money is never the issue. There is tons of money. What happens is the circulation stops. So you have to think circulation. So you have to say to yourself, money is always circulating in my life. And I always have a divine surplus. Always have a divine surplus. What the government is doing, what the world is doing, what the economy is doing, has nothing to do with you whatsoever. Rise above that. If you're doing this, I'm thinking, If that has something to do, you are living a horizontal life. Live a vertical life. There's a higher law going on. There's something going on. There's something going on. There's something unseen going on. There's something spiritual going on. And that law, horizontal life, the law of averages. Vertical life, the law of cause and effect. Move up vertically. Doesn't mean you don't go this way also. But you have to go in this direction, like this. Sort of deadlining. Nothing on the outside of life can affect you unless you think it does. Let it go. Hold your vision. Stay true to yourself. Know that you're worthy, deserving, totally lovable, and that you matter. Know that you're an emissary of light and love. Work on that. And everything else will be added unto you. And it's wonderful. And so are you, and so am I, and therein's the lesson. Thank you.